Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Farts and superheroes might be Brianna's life, but our life is talking about these OC ladies. Tune in right now for the After Buzz after show of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're back.
Magical OC music.
Yes.
Hello, friends. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are gathered here tonight to ring in the premiere of season 12 of The Real yes. Housewives of Orange County. There's some shakeups going on this mm-hmm. season with the cast, and we got some shakeups with our panel here.
Yes,
we've got a brand new host on our panel, and as you might expect, our usual fabulous host, Grant Rutter, is out of town tonight, but he will be back next week and hear every episode here on out, ringing in the whole season of Housewives with us of Orange County. We're so excited to be here. In the meantime, you have me in the hot seat, your OG OC girl, Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media, and my fabulous panel. Who are you?
Hey guys, I'm back. It's Thomas Relina here. A lot has changed. I actually debuted my reality show. It's really exciting. I've worked really hard. It's called Your Time with Thomas. It's on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. Episode 1 is out, and I have a new video coming out this Friday, Your Time with Thomas, online.
Awesome. Hey, After Buzzers, I'm the new kid on the block. I'm Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne.
Yes, welcome.
I love it. Yes, welcome, Liam. We're so excited to kick this off. This is going to be an excellent season, as always. OC, like, really never disappoints.
Yeah.
Ever. Right?
Can we have one season where Vicky and Tamara are, like, friends from the beginning?
I know. How weird is this? They're off.
Yeah.
Everyone, they are off.
It is. And then there's a huge downfall, like, at some point where it's just at the point of no return.
Right? It's, like, so up and down with them. Yeah. I mean, maybe they'll have a reconciliation during this season. I mean, they're kind of off and on, so maybe.
Yeah. I just want them to whoop it up.
Right? Yeah.
Whoop it up.
That's all we really want to see.
Let's get to the point where they whoop it up already.
Yes. I agree. So this season is kind of, you know, it's picking up a little bit where we left off last season in terms of, you know, Vicky and Tamara and the whole debacle yes. of Ireland. Mm-hmm. But we've got some new stuff, too. We've got a new person who we have not seen yet, Peggy.
Peggy.
Mysterious.
We still didn't see her.
No, which was strange. What did you guys think about them not introducing her on the first season?
I mean, maybe, they always kind of do that, right? Don't they always kind of, like, wait an episode or two? Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was kind of intentional. Everything yeah. nowadays doesn't surprise me, so I feel like if she had had her intro, she had had the orange, it's like, oh wait, we didn't hear from her. I'm already vibing with her because I'm loving, like, I love cars, so I think, like, she's gonna bring something fun to it. She seems like she has a really good marriage, so I'm curious to see what Peggy's about. So
yeah.
I think that's what they did, is to draw people in to be like, who is that girl?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting because I really don't know that much about her.
I don't know anything about her.
Exactly. And so I feel like I wanted to see that tonight. Before we dive into what we did see.
Exactly.
I yeah. wanted to see some Peggy, but we didn't see her. So we'll have to see. She's very extra. She's very fancy.
Yes.
We got her talking about diamonds and, you know, cars. It's great to live her life. And so
her garage with all those cars, man.
I know. She's going to be a very interesting addition, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Excellent. Okay, well, jumping into what we did see, we kind of, we were introduced in the beginning of the episode to Tamara.
It's good to see Tamara.
I know.
Isn't it good to see
yes,
Tamara?
Yes, totally.
It is. And I feel like I was riding high with her last season off her, like, you know, fitness bikini competition.
Mm-hmm. She looked good.
She looked good. She was positive. Like, things were going good. I was with her. And we see nothing has changed. She's still fit. She's working out with Eddie. She is very much into Jesus. Yeah. She gets invited to Lydia's.
Who's back?
Bible
How
study.
Fitting for Who's her to back? Be back for, like, just the whole prayer and the whole Bible stuff. Like, they weren't going to bring back Alexis, so they had to bring back, like, somebody to mix in with what Tamara's doing right now.
Right, right. And
gotta throw a little Jesus in the mix.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what a team. What a power team, right?
Yeah, this whole Bible like study. New-
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Little and group. It's interesting.
I love a good Bible study party. I don't know about you guys.
Yes.
Right?
We're going over to your place next week.
Come over. Let's do it.
Bible study every Friday night with wine.
Yes, I love it. It's true. They're forming like a whole new little group here. It's the new Lydia Tamara Bible mm-hmm. study crew. It's very interesting seeing Tamara.
I don't know if
make
I would
this
hang out with that crew.
I know. I'm not sure the party level that they're going to bring, but hey, you never know. I feel like it's interesting now having this whole shift to religion in The Housewives, you know? Yeah. We're so used to these women not really showing that side of their lives mm-hmm. from city to city, too. Like, yeah, it's totally. Not just OC.
So, little snippets here and there, but not yeah. as deep as we've gone into the Orange County franchise.
Phaedra Parks.
We're in deep.
Phaedra.
Okay. Well,
even Heather yeah, last year yeah. When they went to Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still like, surface. Not... Still surface. Exactly. Still service. So, yeah, I mean, so this is, like, definitely her lifestyle. We're going in deep. We're seeing it.
She has a beautiful family.
She does. Lydia. Yeah. She does.
I think watching her kids and her husband and seeing, like, their power team and, like, this season she has a new addition to her family, I think that's going to draw people in, but also maybe irritate people.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, because you brought this up while we were watching. Lydia really isn't afraid to get involved.
She's not afraid to get involved. Yeah. Yep. And I think at first I was like, why are they bringing her back? And I didn't really like gravitate towards her when she was on the show. But now I'm seeing, okay, Heather's not here anymore.
Yeah.
And so we need somebody to meddle in a little bit. And Heather was more like not wanting to participate in the debauchery and just right. have like this clean image that this girl's really like ready to go there.
Can I just say, I'm pissed that we still are not going to ever see Heather's house.
I know.
She's not on the show this season. We're not going to see her. I want to see that house. I want to see that house.
She's leaving us hanging. It's she not really cool. Is. Not cool, Heather. Maybe yeah. she'll do like a special.
Even
on Bravo.
Tamara says she hadn't seen it. She's only seen it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or she needs like a Bravo special when Sheree Whitfield like had a little welcome to my house. Like she needs one of those.
Yes.
I just need 2 minutes of your house, Heather, yes. and then I'm good.
We need yes. to see this.
Yeah.
Even if it's just super brief, I just want a
I just
tour.
Want to see the tree.
the stained right? glass tree. Yeah. Yes. I think we all want to see that, Thomas. I think we've been waiting for yes. many years to see that tree. So Lydia, I want to talk about her just for a second because she was brought back. I know that so many women are clamoring to get into these housewife franchises. I guarantee there was some other hopeful in Orange County that wanted to be brought on this season. Mm-hmm. I felt the same way as you. When Lydia was on, she just seems very neutral to me. I mean, she's fine, but she doesn't add a lot for me.
She's a mediator.
She's definitely a mediator.
You know? Yeah.
I think her mom is very interesting.
Her yeah. mom is interesting. I would hang out with her mom.
I would too. Yeah. So I feel like it was an interesting decision, but we do have a lot of strong personalities mm-hmm. this season. And with Peggy, I mean, we don't know her yet, but from the snippets we've seen, I'm sure she's going to be a really strong
Absolutely.
Personality too.
From what we saw already for a preview for next week, when we see Shannon kind of crumble apart with like, you know, sweet Lydia and like mm. Shannon run away, I feel like Lydia is true what she's
oh,
saying.
Shannon.
She
yeah.
has changed and she's grown a thicker skin because she was a little bit of a pushover yeah. kind of in the previous season. So this is her time to be like, I'm Lydia. I'm not going to take anything from anyone. And for Shannon to walk away, opposed from like Lydia, is like new.
Yeah,
I'm excited for Lydia. Like, I'm excited for her to kind of show a different side of herself. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like a second chance.
Yeah.
I like it. Bring
in something different.
That's right. Okay, I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in now for the second chance.
Okay, I'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Okay, good. We'll see if I'm still in. So, sort of going back to Tamara and, you know, Lydia kind of bridging this gap with Tamara now, because Tamara's really not on good terms with all the ladies at this point. Tamara in the Bible study starts to break down, and we get a glimpse back into her relationship with her daughter.
Oh, mm. Sydney.
Oh, which we know Sydney doesn't want to be spoken about.
3 years.
I yeah.
3 years in the drama, and they just graduated to texting.
Yeah.
It's super sad.
It's very sad. And then, you know, she's obviously very emotional about it. It's a very difficult thing that she's going through. She's been talking about it for many years. And not only that, but she's been dealing with the new rumor that Eddie's gay. And this has been going on
this rumor
since
stupid.
Last season for sure. What do we think about this?
I mean, we've known Eddie. We've been watching him. Obviously, last year at the reunion, Vicky brought this up, and she was like, well, I don't know. I mean, how would I know? I'm like, yeah, you would actually know, because you've been friends with him.
Yeah.
You've been friends with Tamara.
Since the beginning.
You know he's not gay. I mean, we all wish he was. I mean, I wish he was gay, but he's not gay. If you are, though, Eddie, call me. But I know he's not. So we should all just move on.
Right.
Poor Eddie.
I know, right? And the thing that kills me is we hear about stuff all the time as fans. It trickles through the internet. Any little rumor or any one little thing that goes awry with any of these people, it gets outed. I mean, look at David. Look at Brooks. Like, these things that have come out, we hear about it.
Absolutely.
But we haven't heard a single thing about Eddie. So this whole rumor thing is so baseless as far as I'm concerned.
It's City of Hope released a statement last year about Brooks. I mean, that's major.
That is super major.
This is going to create some storyline that's going to carry on for about 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes and maybe the reunion.
I hope it dies soon.
But it's one of those things where Vicky kind of let it out there in the reunion last year, and people pick up on these things. Like, we did Beverly Hills, and it was Pantygate with Erica and Jane. And it's like, they have, like, these topics that they have that, like, run forever. And sometimes it's like, you know, you just have to not let it bother you.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, we saw how Vicky was sort of attacked for her relationship with Brooks, and she holds that against everybody. She still loves Brooks. She still
holds... What was that about? I miss Brooks. You're in the scene with Steve, and you're talking about how you miss Brooks. Like, that
well,
was
she didn't
a little...
say it to his face, so...
Oh, Vicky.
I can kind of connect with her a little bit, because even if I go through a bad relationship, I feel like I'm always going to care and love that person, because they were part of your storyline.
Yes, you loved him at some point, and I don't care if you're in love with a serial killer. Love is love.
Right.
So I get her on that level, at least.
But you're on a show, though. Like, move on. I wouldn't want to be saying that person's name over and over again and giving them that pleasure.
Isn't that interesting? You bring up a very interesting point. To me, that's how I feel. I'm like, you're portraying yourself on this show to the public, to the world, yet they keep saying things over and over again, showing certain things of their lives where I'm like, I would want to keep that far away from the cameras. But then again, maybe that's why I'm not a housewife yet. Okay, so we see our introduction to Shannon this episode. We know how I feel about Shannon.
But you don't know how I feel about Shannon.
Let's find out.
Oh, Shannon. You know, I've had a difficult journey with Shannon. You know, sometimes I can really empathize with her, and especially with the marriage thing, like, there's stuff that I can relate to, and I like Shannon, but then there's this other side where I'm just like, stop playing the victim, and I don't know. What do you guys think?
How do I feel about Shannon? I feel very sad for where she's in, like, where she's at right now in her life, because I feel like her marriage got pretty much exposed, and she couldn't handle it, and she didn't know how to handle it, and... You know, I didn't think that was going to happen to her, but it's unfortunate that she had gained the weight that she did, and she's not happy with her body. And as we know, watching the show, she was very thin and very much into just taking care of herself. It's very sad.
Yeah. But we've all been there. We've all been through the weight gain. We should go to Cut Fitness together, Shannon. Let's go work out.
We're going after this, actually. Yeah.
Rekindle that friendship with Tamara.
But I'll see, because every season I feel like I get a different Shannon. I already feel like the next episode we get another Shannon, so I'm going to wait to give my opinion on what I think of her. But she doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I know she bothers you, though.
Well, on the other hand, I feel like this. I feel like she's fantastic for the show, because she just keeps giving us and giving us and giving us just all kinds of stuff to talk about, which I'm happy about that from a viewer standpoint. But, yes, it's more and more of the victim. I do feel bad for her going through what she's going through, but at what point do you call it quits, Shannon? I mean, you know, it's like she's a glutton for punishment, and she wants to constantly keep talking about how bad her situation is, and she's got this problem now, and she was the health queen. Wasn't she the health queen?
Even last season, I don't remember who said it, but someone said, I don't think Shannon is ever going to let go of this affair.
No. And I don't blame her. Yeah. I couldn't either. That's why I couldn't stay with someone who did that.
Yeah.
But she continues to do it and beat herself over the head with the trauma of it. And now her weight is a problem and her health is a
problem. Blaming Vicky for the weight gain. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the stress. Trust me, I understand the stress of it. But blaming Vicky for the whole thing, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you have trouble in your marriage.
It's stressful. Said that was really mind-blowing. I'm like, I could never blame somebody, especially like on that level, right. for my weight gain. Right. This is what you were doing to yourself. And I don't want to be not sympathetic to people out there that go through things like this. I understand that it's difficult. But I'm hoping at some point she gets a trainer and we get to see this resurgence of her. Kind of like how people that are in the spotlight that come back and make their comebacks. It's going to be interesting for the rest of the season if she gets her body back, if we see progress, because everybody wants, like, you know, a success story.
Absolutely.
When
they're
down.
True.
It's like,
yes.
Britney, you know.
We're all rooting for her. Even the kids are rooting for her. They're like, you should get a Khloe Kardashian trainer, Mom. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not getting a Kardashian trainer.
Yeah.
Well, and it's yet another glimpse of how her kids are so fully involved in her life.
They really are.
Even the stuff maybe you wouldn't want them to be involved in. You know, I don't know.
Can their girl group take off so it could give me
life?
Yeah.
For real.
I need life.
They're so grown up now.
They are. They are. And they're beautiful. She has beautiful daughters. They're beautiful daughters. And I did love that moment where they went shopping for dresses.
That was cute.
Yeah. And it was Tamara and her daughter, I think Sophia. I think it was her daughter, Sophia. And then Shannon and her daughters. And, like, that was adorable. I liked that. That was a good way to end kind of the introduction of the ladies and Shannon. And
I'm glad they got a dog. I'm glad Shannon's family got a dog.
Archie!
I'm a dog person.
Yes. Yes.
Cute
dog. Dogs bring everyone together.
It's true.
That's what I always say. Okay, so Vicky, the OG of the OC. Let's jump onto her for a little bit here. She is back. She's bigger than ever, quite literally, with her Coto insurance.
I know.
It has grown. She has outgrown her house. She's outgrown building number one. And now she's moving. It's amazing.
Yeah. She wants to leave a legacy for her kids.
And man, she is.
It's
she
so
really
great.
Is.
I love watching all the flashbacks because you really see all the things that she's been
Absolutely.
Able to accomplish. And even, like, we've been following this show from the beginning, seeing where she's been through, like, her relationships and seeing the timeline. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for you, Vicky, that you found this guy, Steve, and he seems like a really great guy for her. Like what Brianna says, like, they balance each other out, and I feel like those are the best relationships.
He doesn't hit on Brianna, which is fantastic.
He doesn't do that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Praise.
I felt so bad for his shirt, though. I'm sure that was, like, a shirt that he had, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, his, like, camera day.
Yeah. Crisp white shirt, ketchup all over it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy Vicky's back. She's iconic. I mean, she started this huge franchise.
She did.
If it wasn't for Vicky, we wouldn't be here.
It's true.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you.
Oh, we love you here, Vicky.
I'm sure
come join us,
is.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Vicky follows me on Twitter.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm super jealous.
Oh,
Vicky.
My God. Spread the love, Vicky.
I love Vicky. She's iconic.
She is.
I mean,
she really
I still keep, like, saying the line from last year, like, I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus.
Like Jesus
iconic.
Was. I know.
I mean, how could you?
And
I mean,
only she could say that, right?
Yeah.
Compare
like,
yourself
who?
To Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Vicky.
Oh,
life.
Love
Hearts
Vicky.
To you.
Iconic.
Hearts to you. So I loved how we were first introduced to her talking with Kelly, which, first of all, her and Kelly are still besties, which I'm a little shook by because Vicky was not nice to Kelly at the end of last season. Kelly was, like, grasping for a friend. And
they need each
just,
other
like,
at this point. They need each
so.
Other at
yeah,
this
yeah,
point.
We were saying that last season a lot that, you know, and we're not at Kelly yet, but I just feel like with what Kelly's been able to accomplish in such a short period of time, like, you go, girl. Like, you need to write a book on how to, like, be
get
a new cast
crowd.
Member and
yeah.
get in real
yeah.
quick.
Because
these girls
to,
come in and out, you
so
know?
So true. And she knew who
I think
to
Kelly's
going to
be
in
for a while. I don't think she's going anywhere.
I like her.
She's fun.
She's fun. And she keeps giving us
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You never know what's going to come out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Love it.
You love a loose cannon on one of these shows.
And they're the popular girls, according
yes,
to Vicky.
Right?
And Vicky can
oh,
say that.
Oh, my God.
That.
How great was that?
talk about
this
the
is
new
Vicky's
favorite
show.
Line.
I love
yeah.
it.
That should have been her tagline at
it
the,
been
at
the
beginning with the orange.
Yeah.
Speaking of the taglines, Tamara's was my favorite.
Yeah,
I love that she
good.
Was like pint size and baptized. You go with your Jesus juice, Tamara.
You know, excellent. Excellent. She might be the new Jesus Jugs.
She's in the middle of the promo. Like, she's the one that's in the middle of the season.
Yes.
So maybe she has a lot going on that we haven't seen. Because I feel like Vicky exposes that when she speaks to Lydia later on, so...
Oh, it's yeah. so good. We're in for so much good
we
stuff.
Are.
It's going to be amazing. So Vicky, we see Vicky go to visit Brianna, which we all are like, she's basically a housewife, you know?
Yeah, we need to
she's,
make Brianna an official housewife.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the talk for like seasons, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For at least the past three seasons. They've been saying, is she going to be, you know? She basically is. They bring her on almost every episode. She's Vicky's counterpart.
I feel bad for Brianna and those toddlers. Man.
Aye, aye, aye. And
I
the
would
husband,
need a
oh.
big glass of wine after all that.
Yeah. Girl, yes. Now, her husband, Ryan, is still in Oklahoma, and she's talking about how hard that is, that he's been away this whole entire time. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Like, at least a year or
you
something
You would think
at this
he'd
point.
Be back by now.
I know. And she said something interesting, which I wasn't sure of. She said that he's waiting for his medical retirement. And I'm not sure what that is. If anybody out there is familiar with, maybe it's a military term or something.
Medical retirement.
Yeah, medical retirement. Like, was he injured maybe, you know, like in the field or something?
Who knows?
And he's retiring from, I'm not sure.
It might be a loophole to get out of being in the military. Mm-hmm. I know people kind of do that. They get married or,
if you
who
guys
knows?
Know, and
I really don't know.
Please let us know. Yeah,
yeah, let us know in the
comments. We all
box.
Were not sure.
We're not pretending to know anything about the military, so.
No, we're not. And she... And she didn't elaborate, which made me think, like, ooh, is that, you know, maybe it's kind of their, maybe it is their way to get Ryan out. But regardless, I'd like to know
what
it is.
We need him out. She needs help, clearly.
Yeah.
She really does. I mean, Daddy Vicky can only go so far.
That's true. I love Grandma Vicky. Don't you guys love Grandma Vicky? I love the side that she shows when she talks about the kids, or talks about Troy. She loves her grandchildren.
And I love the fact that she loves it. Because she's so quick to get caught up in her work, and everybody needs to work. Get back to work, you know?
Yeah.
But the fact that she'll let that guard down for a little while to spend time with her grandkids is very sweet and wants to help out. Yeah.
She always, when I was watching and when they reintroduced her, I was like, she always has something like going on and like giving. It's like this season is her insurance and like there's always a storyline that's going on with her. And some women that come back, there's not much to talk about.
She's very self-sufficient.
There's always something to talk about.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you start the premiere off, I had no idea what to expect, and of course you're building something. Of course your brand has expanded. Of course, you know, what do you expect
from Vicky? Of course there's a new man.
Bigger and better.
Of course there's a new man.
Always on the move.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go Vicky.
Go Vicky. Big and grand and large. Wasn't that one of her things? I don't know if it was a tagline, but she said that at some point. She's always got to have
everybody
the big grand things going on. Right?
I remember her
tagline. In that fabulous house. So she has a moment with Lydia too. They go out to lunch. They're just beginning to get the group lunches going, you know, like Tamara and Lydia had the moment where they're like, let's all go out to lunch. That has yet to be planned, but we did see Vicky with Lydia and they were kind of catching up. Vicky was cracking me up the way she was talking about Lydia.
Yeah.
Lydia.
Disneyland all day.
Disneyland all day.
She is kind of Disney.
She is very Disney.
She's an acquired taste.
That's a very spot on
thing. I don't think I've acquired that taste yet.
No, but the fact that she enjoys hanging out with Lydia more than any of the other, like, soul-sucking women. Or what did she say? She said something funny about how they want to suck the joy away from her. And at least Lydia doesn't want to do that. So I'll give her that, you know?
Yeah, but perfect to have a middle person to see both perspectives. And it won't be hard to film because you're going to want to know your side. I'm going to want to know your side. She's just the perfect. It was just worked out for her. She
absolutely.
Got lucky.
And I like how Lydia straight up asked Vicky, like, you're kind of at the source of all this controversy about the Eddie rumors.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, as we saw Vicky attacked for her situation, it's almost like she is just trying to get back at somebody.
It's tit for tat.
Totally tit for tat. Mm-hmm. So she's like, let me attack Eddie.
Which
for
is
some
a very common
reason.
Housewives ammo.
Right, yeah. Right. But it's like,
it's in the strategy section, page 87.
Uh-huh, right?
But they never can admit to that strategy.
No.
That's the one strategy they're always like, no, I would never.
No.
Yeah.
But I feel like to viewers, I mean, let me know if you guys feel this same way. I feel like it's transparent. It's like she's grasping at straws to just be like, let's put something else on somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's the very Vicky way.
Very Vicky. Very, very Vicky. So let's talk about Vicky's bestie for a minute, Kelly. Kelly's back in full effect this season.
Yes.
We see her. You know, being besties with Vicky right at the beginning. And then we kind of see a little glimpse of her at her home. We see her mother.
Shout out to Kelly's mom's hair.
Shout out to Kelly's mom's hair.
I was telling them earlier that I got like a NeNe Leakes vibe when she had the short and the bangs.
And that like
grassy color.
That's
what that looked like. Yeah.
It was messy.
Yeah. But she's so sweet and she's so supportive of Kelly.
Yeah.
And it was adorable kind of seeing their bonding moment where she's like, Mom, don't you want someone? Don't you
Mom's
want to meet
like,
someone?
No.
She's like, girl, I'm over that.
Yeah.
I've been married
like,
for 30
I watch
years,
you
I'm
and Michael
that.
All the time. You think I want to do that? I don't want to be in a marriage.
Right. She did her time.
Mm-hmm. She did.
She's just being a lady of leisure now. I kind of don't blame her. She didn't have to answer to anybody.
And the next episode, we see Kelly and Michael again. And we see that.
They made it through that little patch.
That.
Yeah, I know. But they're still holding strong.
Still bickering.
And it's still hot and cold. You know, I think they have their good days and I think they have their bad days. Kelly historically tried to escape a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
Michael wouldn't let her, or at least to her level of satisfaction, he wouldn't let her.
Yeah, he seems like he's crazy. Crazy enough.
You might not be alone in that thought. Kelly may agree.
Well, that little snippet of like the car thing in the next episode, someone did that to me once. I was in a car where they just went through the intersection to be funny.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, you can't
almost got you
do
killed.
That. So yeah. I can understand her frustration with him sometimes. Sometimes he does act like a child, but we'll see more.
We'll see more. Mm-hmm. Very true. We will see more. And Megan is back.
Megan is back.
Yeah. Megan is back. I thought for a very long time, I feel like her confirmation of being back this season was delayed. I felt like for a while we didn't know if she was going to be back. Mm. I didn't even think she was going to be back for a while. She is back. How do you feel about her being back and now with the baby and just the whole dynamic?
I actually, you know, the season when she just got on the show, when she was causing all that trouble and doing all the research, like, it was interesting to see that side lives in you. But now that she has a daughter, or like last season when she was just having the baby and now to have a daughter, you're seeing three facets of her. I'm going to give her a chance this season. She didn't give me too much last season because she was pregnant. She was going through her fertility. This season, being a mom, we're seeing a little few meltdowns with the housewives kind of picking on her motherhood. But it'll be interesting to see, like, who she clicks with. Because there's only, like, the clicks are so tight now
yeah.
that it's like, okay, so who do you belong to?
Yes.
And who's going to claim you as, like, somebody that they want under their wing? So,
and if we'll anything see. Changes now.
She's yeah. a new mom, so I think, like, attacking her motherhood is going to be very easy just because she's a new mom. But what I'm interested is seeing Megan and Jim's relationship, how that's going to play out. Because I have certain opinions about their relationship.
Mm.
You know, it's just, I mean, to be frank, I think he hates her.
And especially with the last few seasons,
yeah.
I mean, he really has been serving that.
It was really cute
that.
This season, though. This episode, to see him with the baby,
this
I was loving
the first
it.
Episode.
Loving it.
Yeah. I was shocked at his involvement. Like, yeah. I don't know if he was playing it up for the cameras or not, but, I mean, he was adorable.
Was
he was
so
involved.
Cute.
He was holding the baby. He changed it. He seemed very invested, at least in the baby, which...
We might give Megan
That's
a second
right.
chance. We might give her a second
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, and the baby always amps up your relationship, especially in the very, very beginning.
It brings it closer.
And they both wanted it. And when Megan found out that she was going to have the second baby, you could tell that Jim really wanted it. So it's going to be interesting to see how their relationship plays out.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and especially the topic of her motherhood, because I know that she had wanted children for a long time. She really took to the mothering role of Jim's children very quickly, and that was a source of contention when she was first introduced.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Because she was trying to be like, I'm a mother too! And then all the other biological mothers were like, no, you're not. And it was a whole thing.
Is it weird that I felt like she wasn't going to have it? Like, I thought she was going to go through the treatment and not have it. So to see her, I was kind of holding that in last season.
Money buys everything.
I wanted the best for her, but like and now that she has it, I'm so happy for her. Even though she only had one and she wanted two, it's like there's a lot of women out there that would love to have just one.
Yep.
So the fact that treatment and all the hell that she went through last season, I'm happy that... So I'm fine with Megan, to your root question.
And they showed her little progress. They showed, like, the clips of last season of her in vitro injections and everything.
Painful.
It does
Ugh.
Look I'm happy for Megan. I'm glad that she has a beautiful, healthy baby, Aspen.
That Super baby cute. Is adorable.
Super cute.
Oh, Megan.
And the dog
adorable
is even cuter.
Ah!
How cute is the dog?
She's
Clearly
surrounded
I'm
by
a dog
cute.
Person.
Yeah.
That dog is super cute.
Super Ugh. Cute.
Loving the
cute
dogs this
baby.
Season.
Yes, yes.
Give us
so,
more dogs.
So that's, yes. I agree. yes, so I think that's everyone. I mean, just touching on Peggy, I know she's coming up and we better see more of her next season.
I'm sure we
next
will.
Season, next episode. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted at least a touch, a sample, a something of
what
her.
What do we
this,
know about her? What do we
nothing.
Know about her?
I feel like I know nothing. All I've seen her talk about was it doesn't suck to be her or something. 21 carats of a necklace or something she's mm-hmm. given. I mean, you know, she's right. It probably doesn't suck to be her. But that's all I know.
Well, later on in the season, we see Gretchen, which is kind of like what they did with Housewives of New York. Because the panel that we do, we were waiting for Jill Zarin to come back.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah. And when she actually showed up, they didn't give us too much. So I'm hoping with Gretchen. Yeah, I'm hoping with Gretchen we get a little wider story. Because they would have brought her back on the show, but she doesn't vibe with either Vicky or Tamara. So it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so sometimes when you're on these shows, when it gets too toxic, you actually like exit yourself.
Phaedra.
Like you feel. Yeah, exactly. She's like a prime example.
Mm.
Yeah. But I can't wait for Atlanta.
Oh, I just love all the house.
I know, right?
We could do this all day.
Just
oh my
fans.
God, we do.
Yeah. Well, we do, and we love it. So let's talk about, of course, with the premieres, we get hit with a little, you know, synopsis of what the whole season is going to bring us.
Oh, it was good, wasn't it? That's my favorite part, actually, is in the beginning when they preview the whole season.
Yes.
My favorite part.
Yes.
And I already have a favorite line that Vicky said.
Oh, tell us.
Bring it up again and I'm going ballistic. How amazing was that?
Yes.
I don't know what it was about.
This whole season is going to be very nuclear. I mean, we're talking about nukes. We're talking about ballistics.
I know, I heard the word.
I mean,
nuke.
Ladies. Yes, yes.
Freaking Kelly.
I mean, it's like next level, this whole season. Yeah, and so next week, we get our intro to Peggy, and we see the Shannon Lydia face off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At what looked like a kid party.
She's like, your mom said I had a light in me. You need to talk to her. And she's like, she also said you were a lost soul.
Yeah. Oh, that was a fantastic reenactment.
She's quick with
reads. That was great.
You can tell Lydia has had some practicing time to get her reads and all her shade ready for this.
I mean,
coming back strong.
Yeah. Right. And I'm excited for next week to you talk too. More about this and see what really led up to it. But, I mean, if Lydia and Shannon really just met... Because Lydia said that she only met her 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. If they really just met, and that's what that's what Shannon is saying. Like, I don't know. If things are not true, why does Shannon get so upset? It bothers me. No,
what looks like happening is Tamara, Vicky. Oh no, well, I feel like Shannon's outnumbered this season. That's what I meant to say. Shannon is outnumbered this season, and I feel like you can see it in her face that she's kind of lost the alliance with Heather leaving and Megan being busy. In Shannon's eyes, and in my eyes looking at Shannon, I feel like she feels like she's outnumbered in the show. Because, you know, as the teams start forming, when you don't have that extra spot anymore, you become this, like, outside person. So it's going to be interesting to see who she clicks with. Megan?
You're right.
Like whoever's left. I don't know. We'll
also
see.
Also, if your foundation isn't strong, you can't survive out there, especially in the land of housewives.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just
a vicious world.
Yeah. She said her and David were distant ever since the reunion. That actually kind of hurts my soul.
I know.
Yeah.
Through so much and they built it up so high
they
and
did.
The vow renewal and all the stuff.
It must have been really hard to overcome something like that, you know?
We don't know. Families. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. Exactly. We'll see. Maybe let's do a couple predictions real quick. Okay. Do you guys have any other things you want to add to the season?
I'm just excited we're back.
This was very introductory, this episode.
Very introductory.
Like, we didn't get a lot of meat yet. Not a lot happened. Next episode's going to kick it off. I feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For all of our diehard fans that watch this after show, please leave us a lot of comments so we can see what, you know,
Tweet
we can follow along with you. And see what everybody else thinks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Let us know what you think of Lydia being brought back. I'd love to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these repeats and who left and who came back and all of that. We'd love to know.
All that good
stuff. So what do we think? Just for next episode, maybe from the little synopsis that we saw.
That party. What's that party?
I
don't know why.
Like
I felt
party?
Like it was a kiddie party, but I could be wrong.
There was like
a moon
of...
bouncer in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Maybe one of Lydia's kids. Maybe since she's the moderator, she brought everyone to
her.
Yes,
that's exactly what it is.
I'm thinking the argument was probably Lydia bringing up, like, defending Vicky at
some because she went to lunch with her.
Yeah. Mm. I think Shannon is probably feeling like she kind of sees what's happening this season and seeing Lydia's brought on to kind of vouch for Vicky, and that might be a threat to Shannon.
Which is funny because she said something about reminding me of Vicky, which seemed like an insult.
Yeah.
But she's friends with Vicky, so maybe it wasn't an insult.
Yeah, I think anything Vicky related, Shannon, I felt like Shannon tried really hard last season to get people to not vibe with Vicky.
Yeah.
And that totally didn't work.
Then get off my show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't work out. She didn't have enough ammo to get everybody on her side that now this season.
To not get along with Vicky and Kelly.
Yeah.
She was railing hard against Vicky.
Well, they're still bringing up the van. They're still bringing up the van. Of last season.
I don't blame them. It was kind of major what happened on the van.
Oh, that van ride in the dark with the
Tamara and the screaming.
What's it called?
Night vision. Yes, those night vision.
Everyone was green.
Yeah.
Tamara's like, I can't see you, but I'm going to get as close to your face as I can and yell.
Because just a flashback exactly. to last season, season 11, Vicky was on the outs and she needed Kelly to be her friend. This season, all of a sudden, they're popular girls and everybody else just wants to be like them. So the tables turn real quick in Housewives.
They do. Right. Yeah. Vicky, last season, she had almost like a vulnerability aspect mm-hmm. to her. Like when she was talking to Tamara on the beach and she was like, I just want my friend back. Like I want us to be how it was. Like, you could tell she just wanted someone to be her ride or die.
Right.
Because it was usually Tamara.
Right.
So it kind of replaced with Kelly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this season, it feels like Vicky's like, you know what? Too much stuff has gone down. If you guys aren't nice to me, I'm taking the gloves off again. Mention yeah. it again and I'm going ballistic.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
to Kodo Insurance to fix right? her new office.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what I think is always going to hold Vicky and Tamara together, like, forever, which is just kind of dumb, is Brianna.
Right.
There's always that middle person that's going to hold it together.
That's exactly what I think, too. I think that Vicky and Tamara will have a coming together at some point. Hopefully. Even if they're not best friends,
yeah.
I think they'll mend it to some degree.
Yeah.
For that exact same reason. Vicky and Shannon, maybe not so much.
I've done way too many Atlanta references, and we're not even in Atlanta, but it's like the Nene and Kim Zolciak.
Yes.
It's like they hate each other, they the love frenemy. Each other. Yeah, yeah. And they're now
but
they're
no
like,
matter what, the fans want them together.
Exactly.
So much.
And we want Tamara and Vicky together,
yeah.
but it's kind of nice that we like just see them like scoot in, scoot out.
Right?
And
like the dance around it. Yeah. That's what we keeps do us the watching.
Dance, we do the dance with them, and then we switch sides, and then we come together.
But
we
it's different this season, because now Eddie's kind of like putting his foot down, and Eddie's like, well, you heard Tamara. She said that Eddie said that she was trash.
Yes.
You know, Vicky's not going to stand for that. True.
Well, I mean, and these women, well, Vicky specifically, I don't know truly if the other women are joining in at this point, but Vicky specifically is like trying to bring down Eddie.
Why?
And why? And that's got to be obnoxious for Eddie. Like, of course,
I'm sure it is.
Of course, it's not true, and you know, whatever, but it's irritating to have this person like nagging on your, you know, whatever, reputation, your life, your stuff.
He always has the most practical views.
Yeah.
So when you come at someone like that, they're like, I don't have time for this.
No.
I have a real life. I run a gym.
Yeah.
Like, I have a family.
Yeah, let's hope every husband that comes on, especially Peggy's husband, is prepared for being dragged down the mud, because we've seen every house husband
absolutely.
Go. You think the show is just about the women? Oh,
it's
no,
not.
It's not.
Yeah.
They will find something about you. It'll run through Us Weekly and all the tabloids.
Yeah.
It's just really a crazy thing. So maybe we're crazy that we love it so much.
I know.
Right?
And you know what's funny, too, is I love a husband to be involved. But not too much.
Exactly. I knew you were going to say that.
Not too much. I want you there. I want to see you. I want to see you supporting your wife.
Yeah.
But I don't want you yelling at any other wives.
Don't get involved in the
arguments,
Nene.
I don't want you involved.
No,
of that.
Peter Thomas learned the hard way.
He did.
Atlanta reference.
Yes, none of that. I don't like any of that.
Orange is just for women this season.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like, be there. Stand behind. Observe.
Yeah.
But don't get too involved.
Yeah.
Don't get too involved.
When production leaves, then you guys have
you'll
that
get burned.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You will get burned.
Exactly.
Which husband are you excited to see the most of this season?
Ooh. Hmm. Well, I mean, I've got to say I'm interested to see Peggy's husband. I know we don't know him, and that's not really a fair, you know, answer. But I want to see how he's going to react to all these women. I mean, you're so right. It's fascinating to see how these husbands interact in a situation
Vicky's,
like this.
Vicky's new guy.
Are you going to say that? Was that your answer?
Yeah, but he's not technically like a husband, but I was still going to bring him up anyway.
He's
okay, yeah,
the role.
That was who I was thinking, yeah. I'm excited to see like where Steve and Vicky go, because like I love the hopeless romantic side of Vicky.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like I connect with her. So I feel like seeing her go through this new transformation, it's going to be interesting to see if they get engaged.
Yeah.
She's 54 and I get it. I was listening to you guys say like, you know, when you get older, like who cares anymore? But I love that Vicky is always trying to fill up her love tank no matter what. And her true success and true like
And even
love
Brianna is like, when are you going to do it?
Yeah, Vicky hasn't even talked about getting married.
No.
Everybody else around them.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, leave
like,
them
hold
alone.
Up. What's the rush?
Yeah.
Totally.
Let them bring it up themselves.
Totally.
But yeah, I am
who
excited.
Else?
Even though he's kind of like a crazy mess, Michael. We all have a hot mess.
And especially because we ended on kind of a high note last season, you know,
they were going to work it out.
Exactly. They were kind of rekindling. Things were getting better and we were like feeling hopeful and it was good. So,
and they
you
almost
know.
Just died in that scene.
But you have your moments, you know,
oh
you have your
God.
Moments.
Yeah.
But that would be fascinating to see this season too, to just see how we ended this season, you know,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of last season, they were like, it wasn't looking good.
Mm-mm.
They
I wonder how
make
much
it.
Of that bickering translate into the bedroom, because they like bicker a lot, and I could see, like, I could just see that that's his natural state, is like always messing with her and pushing her. So I wonder if she's kind of like, oh, I'm tired of you. Take me away. Take me to the bedroom.
I'm done
being mad at you.
Yes. Well, you know, maybe that's how they've stayed together this whole time.
You never know.
We will find out in the season to come. I'm excited. I know we just kicked it off just a taste of what all these women are going to bring. It's going to be good.
I'm excited.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight for the premiere of season 12. Can you believe it? 12 seasons. Wow. My goodness. I have been your host, Blake V. You can find me on all the social medias at Blake V Media or on the blog at BlakeV.com, or hit me up for any of your yoga needs, expertise. I can hit you up with some info.
I need some yoga.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Relina. I worked really hard to put up my YouTube series. It's called Your Time with Thomas. If you don't live in LA, I'm going to take you around LA. We might even go somewhere else. So make sure to watch it on YouTube after this YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. I'm Thomas Relina.
Hey After Buzzers, I'm the new kid on the block. So make sure to check me out. See what I'm up to. See what I'm tweeting. You'll see me next week at Hollywood Leon on all social media platforms.
Excellent. See all of you guys next week. Thanks.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.